The age of the elevator was launched with music, says sound artist Yue Shaw.
People were afraid of elevators when they first came around. And so they played elevator music to mask the screeching of the cables and make people feel more comfortable.
Now, the term elevator music usually connotes something bad. It's boring. It's limp. Shaw wants to elevate elevator music. Through the Asian Arts Initiative, she commissioned 6 musicians and sound artists to make tracks that play on a constant loop in this elevator in the Wolf Building at 12th and Callow Hill. It's called Really Good Elevator Music. These tracks feature fragments of voices from a nearby homeless shelter, an off-pitch chorus of local school children, electronic soundscapes, and an experimental trombone. In short, it's a quick, weird trip in a very small box.
I thought that, you know, community building, like everybody can get down with that. And so some people like it. And I've gotten an email from a resident who lives here, like wondering when it's gonna end, because like this is his right to silence, a moment of quiet space before he goes out into the city.
One of the contributors is Stephen Dufala. He's an artist who makes little musical sketches when he needs a mental break from drawing in a studio. Over the years, he has stockpiled almost 200 of these instrumental doodads. He thought an elevator would be the perfect venue for them.
Maybe there's a little hook, you get it stuck in your brain, you're like kind of humming it on the way out as you keep going. You don't remember where it came from necessarily. Like, that context is really interesting.
Dufala was a founding member of the band Man Man. He left when making music started to feel more like a business. He is now one half of the successful artistic team, the Dufala Brothers, so he doesn't need to take music seriously. It's something done strictly for pleasure.
It took a couple years for it to be fun again, and now it's fun again. I'm not prepared to compromise that.
The commissioning artist, Yue Shaw, has been visiting the elevator in the Wolf Building regularly to get a sense of how it's being received. Some ears perk up to the unexpected. Other writers can't wait for this project to end. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.